kings, queens, and everything in betweens to another edition of the Peasant Party Podcast. It is Friday. Fuck yes. I'm your host, Charlotte Warren, and I'm gonna go right into it and turn it right over to my guest. Brittany, want to introduce yourself?
Thank you. Hi, I am Brittany Husted. I am originally from Minnesota. I lived in Texas for 4 years, and now I just recently moved to Nevada. Happy to be here.
Woo! And then you lived in Austin for a few years, right?
I did. I was in Austin for 4 years. It was fun, but I'm looking forward to trying something new.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think I probably follow, so I have been on TikTok yelling at a computer, making absurd PowerPoints for close to 2 years now. But before that, I think that for like probably 2 years before that, I downloaded TikTok at the beginning of the pandemic just to like observe. And if you like go back, I think you can find old random like attempts to do transitions. Like, I don't think I ever did any dances or anything, but I know at the time, something I would do is like if I would see another account that appeared to, you know, be like local to Austin, and I would follow. And I think that's how I followed you. Like, I have a few followers that kind of came from just people that I followed that, you know, maybe followed me back later on, where, you know, it was just, oh, somebody who lives in Austin. You know, just I like to see other Austin content. So I think that's how I found you. And then, yeah, we've continued to be friends on TikTok. And I think you've had a lot of really great content about, you know, kind of finding yourself in terms of, you know, exploring different cities, and then talking a lot about being child free by choice, which is a question that a lot of people have asked about, or a topic that people have wanted to cover is, you know, what if I don't want to have children? How do you communicate that as you go about dating? You know, and how do you kind of field the questions and the, you know, all of the stuff that kind of comes your way in that regard? So I've really enjoyed following.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of wild how much society expects people mm-hmm. just to have children, and how many people don't realize that it's actually a choice. Mm-hmm. You can choose to have children. You don't have to, though. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a sign of like a well-developed society. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion, but that's the way it is. Yeah, I knew when I was like 15 that I didn't want children. Mm-hmm. I knew at an early age. I was confident in saying it. And of course, my parents were always like, oh, you'll change your mind. Mm-hmm. I said that when I was your age. And I even had, you know, some boyfriends over the years where I've considered it. But ultimately, that is not for me. It is not my life. It's not something I want in my future. So I did make the decision to, you know, go with permanent birth control. So did that a few years ago. Happy I did.
Wow. And I want to go to that, but I want to start maybe at the basics. So, and this will probably sound like a silly question, but the definition of child-free is that doesn't just mean I don't have kids now or yet. That means I'm choosing, I do not want to have children. I've made that choice. Am I correct with that?
Yep, exactly. So it's not, a lot of people like to make the distinguish the difference between childless and child-free. Mm-hmm. Childless means, you know, you're looking forward to having children in the future. You just don't mm-hmm. have them right now. Whereas child-free, a lot of people define that as being, I do not have children currently, and I will not have children in the future.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And yeah, because I feel like you see kind of a mix between the two, where you get people say, oh, I'm child free, like, oh, you don't have kids now, or oh, like, you know, when? It's like, no, that's not what we meant.
Yep.
And I feel like something else I noticed too, like people who are, you know, that are have told me like I don't intend to have children, they all knew at an early age. I feel like that's just something that mm-hmm. you kind of like know. Like, how did you know? Was it just something where, you know, your friends would play house and stuff, and you were grabbing the magazines instead, like the Vogue magazines, while everyone else was playing baby dolls? Goodness. Or how did you know?
No, I was a babysitter. Like, that was my first job, was babysitting. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I hated it so much. I hated it. And these weren't terrible children. Like, the kids mm-hmm. were good kids. It's just, I did not like it. Mm-hmm. I just didn't. Oh my goodness. They're so needy. But that's just what children are. That's the nature of children. They, mm-hmm. they have needs that the adults have to fulfill for them. So I knew babysitting that I did not want that in my life. I didn't want to have to take care of another whole human and make sure that they don't die on a daily basis. Oh. Make sure they're entertained, fed every day. Oof.
Oh, absolutely. And because I also, that's the other thing I feel like is when people are child free, I feel like they had, you know, actual experience around children to shape that decision. It was never just, you know, oh, I don't want to have children. It's, you know, I had X amount of younger siblings and I know what that looks like. Like, I'm the oldest sibling and I remember it. Or they were babysitters. And often, too, a lot of child-free people will say, I love being an aunt, or I do like children, I just don't want to be a parent.
Yeah, a lot of people misinterpret that. They misinterpret somebody who's child-free and they say, oh, you just hate children. I don't hate children. I just recognize that I don't want children, you know, my own children in my life. I just recognize that. I do enjoy being an aunt. I love sending presents up to them. I don't get to see them very often, but I do enjoy being an aunt, and I like being a trusted adult to my friends' children. But I just, it's not going to be something that I do in my life.
Totally. And I guess to the big question, you mentioned going to the form of permanent birth control. And I have heard, you know, women who have said that they've sought to do that, and they have a hard time finding someone willing to do it. They have people that they deal with a lot of, I don't even know if I should call it like barriers to entry, but just, you know, the all of the awful questions that, you know, that you get asked that are so invasive, or, you know, are you sure, like kind of this patronizing other person that thinks they know what's best for you. What did that look like? How did you find the right doctor? What kind of like hurdles did you go through to get there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is patronizing, especially coming from doctors. It makes it feel even like extra patronizing is what it is. So in Minnesota, I started seeking that out probably in my 20s, asking any doctor that I was seeing if I could pursue that route. And almost every single time it was, you're too young. We're going to wait. I'm not comfortable doing that on somebody who's in their 20s who hasn't already had children. I believe I even had one doctor ask me what my boyfriend thought. I'm like, what does it matter what my boyfriend thinks? This is me. I am the human in front of you. I am your patient. And this is my body that I'm asking about. I'm not asking you about my boyfriend's body. So I did not find a doctor in Minnesota. Luckily, though, when I came to Texas, you wouldn't think it in Texas, but I did. I found a doctor here. I found the doctor through Reddit. There's there's a subreddit for
child-free subreddit.
Yep, exactly. And there's a whole list in their wiki of child-free supportive doctors, which is great. I think the funniest part was that when I had my surgery too, was my doctor was like very visibly pregnant, and I just love that about her, that she was so supportive of people wanting to be child free, taking this surgery to do that while she is actively pregnant with a child. And I think that's wonderful for her. I love that. So she was a great doctor to work with.
That's awesome. And kind of the what is the procedure? And I hope that's not too invasive of a question. Or is it a two-step kind of thing? Or what were like the kind of hurdles you had to go through? You found the right doctor who was willing to do it. Did you just the next appointment was just the surgery and then off on your way? Or
yeah, literally that was literally it. Yep, our consultation was about what type of surgery I wanted to have, because there's a few different forms of permanent birth control, and I then had to go through my insurance to see which of those options were covered. And I went with a tubal ligation. So it's essentially just like pinching my tubes closed.
Is what that where people call it tubes tied?
Yeah, that's okay. The one.
Yep.
That's the one. I would have liked to go for the other one, the one where they like cut the tubes out, but my insurance didn't cover that one. So that's all right. This one's plenty effective for me.
Nice. Was it painful, or was there any sort of recovery that you had to have? Or
Yeah, so there was a little bit of a recovery period, but it really wasn't that bad. Like, I was in and out in a few hours. They let me go the same day. And recovery time was, a few days, really. It wasn't so bad. I was up and walking pretty quickly. Not that bad at all.
Nice.
I would do it again.
Nice. That's good. Like, do you still get your period?
I do, yes.
Okay.
So there are options for that too. Like, you can get, for example, an ablation.
Okay.
That, like, I don't remember if it like burns or freezes the lining of your uterus, and that will either reduce or stop your period. I did not elect for that.
Nice. Okay. No, thank you for answering that. I was like, wait, that's probably a dumb question.
No, it's okay. I also get a lot of questions about like my hormones, because when people hear that I had permanent birth control, they're like, well, did you go into menopause? I did not go into menopause. My ovaries are still there. All of my parts are still there, just blocked off. So I get to keep all my hormones. I am not in early menopause.
Nice. And I guess have you shared that with your family, or how did people close to you react? Not in the necessarily dating context, but how did your parents feel? Like, how did your family feel? Or
I honestly wonder if this is how my parents are going to find out.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
They
That'll be funny, actually. No, actually, they might know. I don't remember if I ever had a conversation with them about it. Like, they've known since I was 15 that I didn't want to have children.
As you go maybe to that, like, late 20s, early 30s, where people are, you know, thinking about that a bit more, where it might be an automatic deal breaker, or, you know, it maybe makes some people be a bit more frivolous with your time because they think you're not, like, you know, working with a clock per se. So I think I definitely see that quite a bit, or people saying, you know, I'm not looking to have children, but this person wants children. Why are they still hanging out with me if they knew that they want children when I don't? Yeah, that's something I feel like I've been, I guess, like, hearing about quite a bit.
Yeah, so dating for me right now has actually been kind of easy because I am in my my upper 30s. I'm 38.
You look fantastic.
Oh, sweet. I didn't come for compliments, but you can compliment me all you want. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So at this age, the men that I'm dating, a lot of them have already had vasectomies, right? Mm-hmm. They've already had children, and their children are now like 15 years old, which, okay, great. You've had your children. Mm-hmm. I'm on board with that. Those are yours. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I'm okay with dating people who have already had children, but I'm not going to hang out with the really little ones. Mm-hmm. So I do have to be a little cautious of my dates there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of these guys have already had vasectomies. Yeah, I think it's that age group that you're talking about, like, you know, you're in your early 30s or you're in your 20s, where a lot of those people might not have children yet. Mm-hmm. So that might be what they're looking for. And I know I was always very honest, even in my 20s, I was always very honest that I don't want children. Mm-hmm. And it did prevent some relationships. And there are others that I probably should have prevented but didn't. So that's okay. Yeah, it can be a deal breaker for a lot of people. It really can. And honestly, it should. It should be a deal breaker. Yeah, it's one of those things that you have to bring up right away if you're trying to date seriously. If you're dating for fun, if you're dating for just, you know, casual companionship, it's probably not a deal breaker. But if you're looking for something serious, absolutely, it should be one of those conversations that you have early on. I think even for a while, I had it in my dating profiles that I was child-free by choice because, you know, when you're trying to date seriously, you got to know right away, like, here's my deal breakers. Or I think even one time I put in my dating profile that I had, like, here are my red flags. I'm just going to tell you right up front.
Nice.
And that was in there.
And I feel like one thing, and I know this, that this kind of demo exists, but I think just, you know, women are more apt to develop a sense of community online, like, talk about kind of, you know, things like this. What would you say, like, the child-free male is like, or where do they hang out? What's kind of... what would you say is kind of for them in that regard? Just because I feel like I've seen a little bit where it's like men say, you know, I'm not really looking to have children either. But I feel like we hear less from them than we do from women who are more open about talking about it.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, even the George Clooney's of the world that we thought would never have children. Well, there he goes, has been kids. So, you know, they'll give in at some point, I think. I don't know. dating child-free men. I have found a couple, but they've been at points in my life where I wasn't necessarily seriously dating. So it kind of didn't work out for those reasons, or I was too immature, or they were too immature, or whatever it was. So it kind of didn't work out. The child-free men that I find right now, and this is a little unfortunate since I moved to Las Vegas. Las Vegas is kind of this... you know, it's a traveling city. Like, it's a little uneasy, a little unsteady because people are in and out, right? So when you meet these child-free men in Las Vegas, they are, they're probably only there for a short time. They're there for a good time. And you're probably not going to see them for months and months or ever again. And so that's a little unfortunate in Las Vegas. But yeah, the child-free men that I am finding have not been necessarily the ones that I want to keep around, which is funny. The ones that I have been finding that I have the most in common with are actually the men who have already had children, and those children are a little bit more grown. And even then, a lot of times I'm only introduced as a friend because, you know, you're going to wait till you're serious.
Totally.
But yeah, I think my bottom age limit for dating somebody with children is probably like 13, maybe. I mean, I dated somebody with children who was like 10, and I'm like, ooh, even that's too young for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that the, yeah, I feel like teens are great, and then that's an age too where you're more of like a mentor than kind of having to step in and parent in some ways.
Absolutely, I'm happy to be a trusted adult. I love that, but I am. Yeah, I've even been asked like my opinion on parenting things, and I'm thinking like, I've never been a parent. I don't plan to be a parent. Your child already has two parents. Mm-hmm. I'll be a trusted adult, but you don't necessarily need my opinion on what to do there. That's your child.
Totally. And I feel like when I've spoken with like single dads, they actually really like that perspective a lot, because, you know, they don't want someone to come in and, you know, replace their child's mother and things like that. And they say that the trusted adult phrase is something you actually hear a lot.
Yep. I'm happy to be a trusted adult. Awesome. It is weird to think like that I am an adult.
I feel the same way. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, how did I get here?
Somebody trust me with their child like that? Oh man,
I don't know. I woke up one day and then school was over and here I am. Yeah, and I feel like, because I was going to say, like, not to stereotype anyone, but when I think of like the child-free male, it's always like someone who's like likes skydiving and adventures and stuff. Like, I don't know why that is my stereotype of it, but like sometimes they'll even say like, I just get into too much craziness. My kids, if I were to have kids, I worry they'd lose like their father. But I feel like it's always like these daredevil types.
I have encountered that. Yes. I've also encountered the ones who just simply won't grow up, the Peter Pans of the world. Mm-hmm. And they say they're child free because of that. And I mean, you should still grow up for yourself so that you can be an adult in this world. But yeah, Peter Pans and the Daredevils. That's a good way to phrase it.
Totally. And I actually have a listener question related to this. I don't want to have children. Dating a man who says he is unsure. He says he could go either way on kids, likes kids just fine, but isn't particularly determined. I don't want to be an asshole who robs anyone of that experience. What should I do?
Oh, Lordy, you are cutting to my core. So this is actually why my last relationship ended. Mm-hmm. Was we got to talking about kind of the legacies we want for our future. What are we looking at? I was very upfront from the beginning that I don't want children. Mm-hmm. Even before our first date, even like before our first kiss or anything, I don't want children. If you want children, you need to be dating somebody else. Mm-hmm. And he told me at that time that, you know, the first and foremost, I just want somebody who's loyal. Mm-hmm. Great, I can do that. So this whole time, I, you know, we even checked in regularly over, you know, 7 years that we were dating. I would check in with him. Hey, I still don't want children. Are you still on board with that? And every time he would say yes. So unfortunately, with those fence sitters, like in that situation, there is still the chance that they are going to change their mind, because that's what ended this relationship. Was he ultimately decided he did want children. Mm-hmm. And that's a risk you got to take. So when you say, when the question is, you know, what should you do? Regular check-ins are very helpful. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you do have to be a little prepared for that heartbreak. It could happen. But ultimately, he could decide, nope, I agree with you. I am not going to have children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a... I don't know. I think it's a risk you kind of take with anything you do in life, right? Because that person you're dating could ultimately decide, I want to move to Europe. And they could be out of your life. It could be anything. Yeah, it's tough. It was definitely a tough breakup. It was a tough reality to face. It's been almost a year now, but thankful to my therapist, Marnie. Thank you very much. she was great. Helped me through that. Yeah, it was good. I don't have a lot of recommendations for that. Only just continue to check in on it and make sure you're still on the same page.
Mm-hmm. When it just as a child-free person, if you as you go about dating, you encounter, you know, fence sitters. What is kind of the fine line between being thoughtful and looking out for them and then making a decision for them? Would you say?
Oh, I didn't think you were going to ask me hard questions like that. Making a decision for them. Okay, got it.
So, where it's like, you know, I think they'll probably want kids one day, and so I don't want to be the asshole. Versus, you know, saying, you know, it's, you know, do you want to? And they're choosing to continue to stay.
I think for me, knowing, making it very clear that I've already had permanent birth control, right? Making it very clear, like, this is not happening. Like, it is absolutely not happening. If there were like more warning signs that I could pick up on, gosh, I wish I knew them so that I can make that decision a little earlier. Mm-hmm. I wish. Yeah, that would be nice. But ultimately, it really does come down to that person's decision. I'm with you. Like, you don't want to make a decision for that person. You have to make decisions for yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? But yeah, I mean, if you're picking up on warning signs that they might want children and you definitely don't, I mean, that's worth a conversation and probably a deep conversation, asking those questions like, this is the sense I'm getting from you. I wonder why. Do you know where that's coming from? Mm-hmm. I agree. You don't want to make a decision for that person, but you gotta make the decision that's right for you. If you're already feeling those, like, mm-hmm. you know, if you're feeling it in your gut, if you're seeing these like yellow flags and the yellow flags are adding up, mm-hmm. you got to have a conversation and probably make a decision for yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I think this is just helpful for people who are, you know, maybe like in the earlier stages of kind of telling people they're child free or they're, you know, getting older and their families are asking, what are your go-to responses when you get the stereotypical, you know, boomer aunt asks, like, you know, oh, you'll change your mind, but like all the stereotypical things they say, what are your favorite go-to answers that shut things like that down?
Oh, I love when people say, oh, you'll change your mind. Mm-hmm. I like to say, well, you had children. Did you change your mind? You know, when you flip it back like uh-huh. that, like, I'd rather, or they ask, are you going to regret it? Do you think you'll regret not having children? Well, I don't know. You had children. Do you regret having them? So, you know, these people made the choice to have children in a lot of cases. I would hope so. So it's weird getting those questions, but it's so easy to just flip it right back, especially to those people who... they're just trying to get those little like gotcha zingers is mm-hmm. what it is. If they're coming with good intent though, if they're genuinely trying to understand, I love having that conversation with them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it's just like an intrusive aunt, like mm-hmm. just flip it back at them. They don't need access to like every little nook and cranny of your brain. They don't need to know. Mm-hmm. I will have genuine conversations with people if they want to. I'm happy to talk about it. Happy to talk about reasons. Like for me, I knew very early on. Mm-hmm. I just knew. And my grandma, she is my biggest supporter. Like mm-hmm. I just love her so much. And we have had in-depth conversations about why I don't want them in my life, in my future. And she has never once made me feel like that was a bad decision. She mm-hmm. has never made me feel like I made the wrong decision. She may have asked some questions that were, you know, to get me to think more about it, mm-hmm. to get me to make sure that I was making the right decision for myself, mm-hmm. but it was never in a judgmental way. Mm-hmm. And so to have my grandma in my corner like that, it makes me feel so good to be supportive like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, real easy to just flip questions back on them. Super easy for that. And frankly, now that, you know, I've had my tubal ligation, it is easy for people to say, you know, oh, you might change your mind. If I don't want to have a conversation or an argument about it, I said, yeah, I might. And in which case I can adopt. Mm-hmm. It shuts it down pretty quickly, just like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell somebody? Because I feel like you have a very good, you know, thing that is a very hard stop with, you know, tubal ligation, being able to say, you know, no, it can't happen. Yeah. What about somebody that maybe hasn't been able to have that surgery, be able to you know, make that kind of permanent decision? Like, what would you tell them to like really kind of lay down the law that what they're saying is permanent, despite the fact that it maybe isn't physically permanent?
Yeah, I mean, you can always say something like, oh, I am seeking this. I mm-hmm. will have this done in the future. But honestly, you don't have to have a permanent birth control to be child-free, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you don't even want to say that because it might end up being a lie and you're not actually seeking out that permanent surgery. You can say a lot of things about it, though. You can say, look, this is my 5-year plan, my 10-year plan. Mm-hmm. These are my values in life, mm-hmm. especially if you talk about values. Oh, that really gets mm-hmm. To the heart of who somebody is, and mm-hmm. you get to know them really deeply, and I love that. But when you say things like, I value my free time, mm-hmm. I value spending my money in this way, mm-hmm. I don't value, you know, spending my time, money, energy on, mm-hmm. you know, raising a family. I mm-hmm. don't want that. I'd rather put my time elsewhere, right? That's a really easy way to describe your values to somebody, mm-hmm. And also make it a conversation. Get to their heart too, to mm-hmm. see if they're on the same page.
Totally. And what I guess, like, what are kind of some big things that you've been able to do because you're child free that maybe you wouldn't have been able to do if you had you know, a kid or a child or two in tow.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah. Well, I did spend 6 months kind of traveling. So last spring, my relationship ended and the lease was up. Mm-hmm. And so that summer I went back home to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Would not have been able to do that with children. Then I drove out, took my time getting out to Las Vegas, mm-hmm. just stayed in Airbnbs for basically 6 months. Mm-hmm. Would not have been able to do that having children. I also think, so I've got a dog. Mm-hmm. She's a little, she's a miniature American Shepherd. And we do a lot of dog activities together. Like, mm-hmm. we do a lot of dog sports. I think when you have children, children should and mm-hmm. do become your primary focus. Mm-hmm. And the dogs kind of get pushed aside. But I get to spend a lot of time with my dog because of it. And it feels like a very special bond, mm-hmm. because we don't have those other influences also in the house to kind of distract from that, which I like.
Mm-hmm. And you did, yeah. I love my dog, so I'm like, I'm such a dog person. And yeah, I feel like everybody I know that does not have children for one reason or another, those dogs live a fantastic life.
they do.
They're going on camping trips. They're going on all of the nice walks. Like, I would love to mm-hmm. be a dog and without children in the household. Yep.
My goal: dual income. No kids, mm-hmm. with a dog, dinkwads.
That, yeah, goals. If I could be reincarnated, that's the life I would want. That is the dog, specifically.
With the dog.
Yes. No, that's awesome. And to go back to kind of your, I guess, soul searching trip, where you went, you know, 6 months traveling. Where did you go, and how did each of those cities compare, and how did you land in Vegas? Because I find myself in Vegas. I used to find myself in Vegas for sorority functions and parties, and my 21st birthday was spent in Vegas, like all of that. And then as an adult, I've gone for like work conferences. What is it like to actually live in Vegas?
Okay, firstly, I'm glad you went for your 21st birthday and you're still alive. That's fantastic.
I have no idea how it happened.
That's good. I did kind of like a little eat, pray, love tour, right? Just mm-hmm. like in the book or the movie, she was heartbroken and she just kind of mm-hmm. went traveling. Yeah, so I called it my eat, pray, love tour. I did a lot of eating and it was good. But I spent 2 months back home in Minnesota. My parents don't live in Minneapolis. They don't mm-hmm. even live close to a major city. So I did not go stay with them. Mm-hmm. And instead, I stayed in Minneapolis. And from there, I took my time driving out to Las Vegas. The original plan was spending 2 months in Las Vegas and then 2 months in San Diego. I never made it to San Diego. I've been joking that it was kind of like that Kenny Chesney song where mm-hmm. he sings like, oh, mom and dad put their roots right here because this is where the car broke down. Mm-hmm. The car didn't break down, but I just kind of got sick of driving. Mm-hmm. And so now I live there.
Nice.
I ended up staying 4 months there in various Airbnbs and decided, you know what, let's just give it a shot. Got an apartment and I'll be there for a year, see how I like it. And if I don't, well, I have a feeling Austin will take me back.
Nice. Yeah, we'd be happy to have you. Like, randomly in Vegas, I'm going to say another stupid thing, but like, I feel like the design of homes in Vegas is very interesting. They all have like 7 bedrooms or something like that.
They are humongous.
They have a lot of bedrooms, yes. Randomly. I don't know.
Yeah, they are giant houses, and it's a lot of new builds. Like, mm-hmm. the city is expanding. Mm-hmm. The size of apartment I get there is definitely larger than I would mm-hmm. in Austin for the location that I'm in. I'll mm-hmm. say that. Like, if I wanted to have this size of an apartment in Austin in the location that I want, I would mm-hmm. be paying a lot more money. Like, probably double the money. Austin is pricey.
Oh, I'm sure. And I've heard that people that actually live in Vegas do things very differently than people who visit Vegas.
I am looking forward to learning all about that. Mm-hmm. I really am. Yeah, my first Airbnb there was south of the Strip quite a ways. And honestly, it was super boring. I didn't even like it. At that point, I was like, I'm not living here. This is dumb. I don't like being a local in Las Vegas. I tried another location, a different Airbnb, and I liked it a lot more. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the location that I ended up in, was where my second Airbnb was. I am west of the Strip out near Summerlin, and mm-hmm. there's plenty to do out there. I'm really excited to learn more. I don't know everything yet, so mm-hmm. if you've got some listeners in Las Vegas, I would love to meet some friends.
Yeah, I think I know a few. I'll call them out. The other thing, too, is just as you go about, like, dating in a transient city, as I would call it, like, I've heard that, you know, you... here in Austin, from what I've known, people say, like, don't go on Tinder or Bumble where it's like geolocation anytime between, you know, Thursday and Sunday, because your app is all bachelor parties. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just a problem that women kind of dealt with, but apparently the men have it too. They're like, oh, all the women are here on bachelorette parties, and just stay off the apps. I think with Hinge you can drop the location, where you're kind of sending the wrong idea if you like change your location for just visiting. But yeah, like I know that that's the case, but I know in Vegas it's probably like that all the time with just the you know, all the business travel and conventions and whatnot.
Oh, absolutely. And they'll like even put on their profile like, I'm here for a weekend, would love a tour guide. And a lot of people in Las Vegas will use that, like, you know, they might be there for a work conference and they just need some companionship. Mm-hmm. Or they're there for a fun weekend and mm-hmm. they put it right on there, which I can appreciate the honesty, don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. But yeah, it's you got to watch out for those if you're trying to date seriously. You really have to mm-hmm. keep an eye out for it. Or even if you notice in all of their photos that none of those photos are local, they're mm-hmm. all like taken in other locations. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of a trigger that might say they're not from mm-hmm. they're not local to Las Vegas, so you probably want to stay away from that one.
Mm-hmm. And I guess like meeting people in the wild, like how do what are kind of, is it just like everywhere else, would you say? Or is it, you know, people that live local to Vegas, do you have kind of your own like local places that you go to, you would say?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not on the strip very much, much at all. Once a month maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I stick to more of the local spots. I've been trying to join some like meetup groups or mm-hmm. some Facebook groups to try to find some friends that way. But otherwise, bellying up to the bar. I've always mm-hmm. always been that kind of person to belly up to the bar. I don't care, you know, come mm-hmm. talk to me, buy me a drink, that's fine.
Nice. Yeah, I know. I'm always about like the in the wild meetings. Like I tell yeah. people to get outside, have fun, do stuff.
Yeah. But during the pandemic, it was a little difficult. And I think mm-hmm. that's why we connected was online. And it's kind of what you had to do for a while. And yeah, so now I'm slowly getting, well, I guess, I don't know, not slowly. I've kind of dived in head first, really. Mm-hmm. Picked a new city and I'm going full steam.
Awesome. No, love. I'm excited to hear more about how it goes. Yeah, like I feel like Vegas is one where I don't hear of too many people that like live there, but it's always like just the stories are interesting how it compares to Vegas tourism.
Yeah.
Just like going to totally different places.
Yep. Normal lives that are not on the strip.
Exactly. So I actually like it when they're gender neutral questions. I don't want to have children. People keep assuming that that is synonymous with not looking for a serious relationship.
Mm.
How do I combat this as I try to date?
Well, okay, well, I never experienced that, but maybe I wish I did at some point in my life. How to combat that, though? I think it goes back to those values, is like being able to have like genuine conversations with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really helpful, because if you're keeping your conversations very surface level, mm-hmm. yeah, you're going to come across as like, you know, a playboy, if you're mm-hmm. male, or if, you know, whatever the term is for a woman. I don't even know. Is it playgirl? Should we give it a term? I don't know. But being able to have those genuine conversations with people, being able to talk about your values, your goals, your hopes, your dreams, whatever it might be, talking about your past and what your future looks like, that can go a long way toward, you know, showing somebody that you're serious. If you're trying to keep things like surface level, if you're avoiding any types of those conversations, for me, that's going to be a red flag. For me, that's going to say that person is not looking for anything serious, because they can't even have a serious conversation.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And how I think it's something else, and this wasn't as a letter, but I know one of my other friends on TikTok, and I know she, I think she's a bit younger, I think she's 25, and has started to talk about, you know, I've learned, and I'm sure of it now, that I don't want to have children. It was something she kind of always kind of had a hunch about. And she's talked about how, you know, it feels kind of frustrating where it seems like guys are okay with wasting her time. Where it's, you know, he doesn't want children. There's no clock ticking. We can just, you know, keep going. Maybe this guy like does want children, but just sees it as a placeholder. Like, what would you tell somebody who kind of finds themselves in that position, particularly where when you're starting to get into that like late 20s kind of range where that kind of thing happens? Like, and I know this person, you know, does believe in marriage and like long term commitments.
Yeah.
You know, not just looking for casual. Where maybe she feels like that kind of thing is seen as synonymous with.
Best advice, lower your bullshit tolerance. Mm-hmm. I have got such a low bullshit tolerance. Mm-mm. I'm going to kick those people to the curb as soon as I'm seeing those types of red flags. If I think mm-hmm. you're wasting my time, get out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. So lower. Mm-hmm. Just raise your standards, lower your bullshit tolerance.
Totally. I think that's a...
I mean, you have to respect your own time. Mm-hmm. If you're not respecting your own time, you can expect other people to respect your time.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And then, yes, because I know you talked about the child-free Reddit. I feel like there's a good community on TikTok. Like, what are some kind of communities or groups that, you know, someone who maybe sees themselves as child-free or kind of knows in the back of their mind that that's, you know, the decision they want to make? Like, what are your suggestions for, you know, finding community, finding like-minded people to maybe navigate those tough conversations? Because it sounds like from the child-free Reddit is very involved and supportive of one another. What would you recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. That child-free subreddit has a lot of great advice on there.
Mm-hmm.
I love, there's some child-free communities on TikTok as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on trips together. They travel awesome. Together, which is wonderful. So hopefully I'll get to join one of those in the next mm-hmm. year or two. That would be wonderful. I would love that so much. And then where else would I say? In Austin, there's actually a great Facebook group.
Oh, awesome.
And they do meetups here. I would have to look up what that's called again, but that was a fun one to connect with people on. Mm-hmm. And then there's obviously going to be like meetup groups. Mm-hmm. I would love to find child-free people in the wild, but it's mm-hmm. not—it's not like a topic you belly up to the mm-hmm. bar with. Like,
yeah.
Hi, do you have kids? Are you child-free? Like mm-hmm. it's such a weird conversation to have. So I don't necessarily find too many out in the wild, or if I do find them, I just find out about their child-free stance, you know, by happenstance. I just mm-hmm. not necessarily something I ask somebody on a,
totally.
You know, the first time I meet them.
Totally. Are there any, like, I don't know, I don't want to say like influencers per se or podcasters or anybody that you would recommend following that, you know, has stances that you like about, you know, like child-free related issues?
Yeah, on Instagram I love Dinky Pod. Mm-hmm. That one's cute. That's kind of a meme account which mm-hmm. I love, that just like post funny memes. On TikTok I love Wild She. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where she's from, but she, because she's child free, she was able to like just pick up her life, move to Mexico, and that's nice. Just what she does now, and I love that for her. That's so great. So I love following her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those two are probably my favorites.
Totally. Yeah, and I feel like that is also a trend that you see with like child. They're always like very adventurous people. Because I know, yeah, you mentioned your trip. You also, you also shared with me you tried digital nomading. It wasn't really your thing.
I was terrible at it, and so many people said, "Oh, I would just, if I were you, I would just buy a van and travel all over." I didn't even love staying in Airbnbs for that long. So mm-hmm. no, I'm not going to buy a van and live in a, I mean, these people, like, they pee in cups.
No.
Somebody told me they pooped in their like dog's poop bag because they didn't want to get their portable toilet out. And I'm like, that is not a life for me. I am not into this. Absolutely not.
I feel like I do think, yeah, like, because there are some like child-free, I feel like there's different versions of child-free. There's like your adventurer, and then there's Dinks, we've got our big pile of money over here. Well, here's our mansion with our dog that's living the best life. I feel like you're one of two extremes almost.
See, that one sounds like me. Yeah, mm-hmm. I told my therapist for so long, like, I do crave stability just mm-hmm. because I'm child-free. I do want stability. I do want, you know, mm-hmm. like a permanent home to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I do want, you know, a solid group of friends surrounding me and, like, a supportive family. Just because I'm child-free doesn't mean, like, I'm, I don't know, like, traveling all over the country. I would do that, but I still want that, like,
mm-hmm.
that stable life to come back to mm-hmm. is what I want.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. And I mean, without kids, I feel like kind of throw a wrench in this instability in some ways. So I feel like that's like a part of the deal. Yeah.
Yeah, it can. With children, for me, one of the reasons I've chosen not to have children is because I want to be able to have the freedom
mm-hmm.
to do things that I want to do without having to plan for childcare 24/7,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't even know the age. Like, when do you not have to get a babysitter anymore? I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, how old are 13? I don't mm-hmm. know. Like, just think about, like, you have to plan for somebody to be with that child 24/7 for literally at least a decade, right?
Yeah, basically.
And like, just that mental load, mm-hmm. I don't want that. So taking that mental load off of me, being able to have the freedom to say, I can leave my dog home for 6 hours and it's just fine. She will be fine by herself. She's going to take a nap. She's not going to accidentally turn the stove on and burn the house down. Yeah, it's having that. I love having that mental freedom from that.
Totally. Totally. And I feel like it's also like something you have to be prepared for as you have children is you have to be prepared to have any kid. You have to be.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a mixed bag. Like, what if your child's not interested in the same things you're interested in? Like, a lot of people when they fantasize themselves having children, it's somebody to play all the sports I like to play growing up. Like, I want to play catch with my son, or I want to take my daughter to ballet. And it's like, what if you're child doesn't share those interests, or what if some people win the parent lottery or born to Bill Gates, sometimes you don't. There's also kind of a child lottery, like with the whole journey of how soul meets body and who's your kid gonna be. You gotta be prepared for anything.
Well, personally, I think it's a little gross to think about people who just who want a mini me. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a really gross thought, a mm-hmm. gross way to think about why you want a child. Mm-hmm. That, to me, that shouldn't be it. I fully support people who say they want children because they, you know, want to help raise the next generation, because mm-hmm. they want to enrich somebody's life, things like that. But to say you just want a little mini me, mm-hmm. that to me feels so icky. I cannot handle that mm-hmm. that reason for wanting children. I cannot do that. Other things that I've heard that like I wholly disagree with, or one of the bingos that I get sometimes is like, well, who's going to take care of you when you're older? And that to me also mm-hmm. feels gross. Well, that's what your life insurance is for. That's mm-hmm. That's what your retirement savings is for. Mm-hmm. It's not to put that, you know, emotional labor on a child. Firstly, you have no guarantee mm-hmm. that your child's even going to like you. Mm-hmm. Second, you have no guarantee that your child is going to outlive you. Mm-hmm. So for your reason to say, well, who's going to take care of you when you're older? That's mm-hmm. another one that just feels so gross to me.
Totally.
I can't deal with that.
Yeah. And people spend a lot of time asking people, why don't you want to have kids? No one ever asks like people that say they want to have children, like, why do you want to have children? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a good question to ask somebody before you take on the commitment of having children. Like, I'm someone who does want children, but I also think that, you know, people shouldn't be forced into that decision. Yeah. I don't think that should be made lightly. That's a human that you're looking after. And I feel like that's an important question that people like should ask. Like, when someone says, yeah, I want to have children, why? Like, what are you hoping for and stuff like that?
Yeah. And there's lots of great reasons to have children. There mm-hmm. are, like, you know, somebody who really cares about society and culture and mm-hmm. wanting to share those things with the future generation. I love that. I'm very supportive of that. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Totally. No, and I couldn't agree more. And Brittany, where can we find you? Or do you have anything that you'd like to promote? I know you have a really just positive and fun TikTok account. Do you have, you know, any additional socials, anything else that you want to promote, you know, outside that? Would love to give you the floor to do so.
Well, great. Yeah, you can find me on TikTok or Instagram. My handle is @itsbrittanyblue. Mm-hmm. But I will promise you, I'm not a social media influencer. I am just a regular human being who does dumb things and shares stupid things with her friends.
Well, that's what we love. That's what we like to have on this. We're you know, the anti-influencer over here.
Absolutely. So. No, I have no one. I don't think influencing is the life for me. Just like van life, not for me. Child free is for me. Children or not. Yeah, I don't think influencing is for me either.
Yeah, like I've done some dabbling. It's exhausting. You're always on the hunt for like what's next. It's inconsistent. There's sometimes it's like it's a good paycheck, but it's like, do I believe in this product?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do it full time.
I bet.
Yeah. This has been a fantastic conversation. I hope, I have had a lot of, listeners talk about being child free. And I feel like you have the knowledge that they're probably looking for.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I look forward to coming back to Austin, maybe in like 6 months or a year. I'm going to call
you up. If you come back permanently, please give me a call. I would love to hang out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope you had a fantastic trip, and I can't thank you enough for being here today.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Super appreciate it. All right. Over and out, everyone. Bye.